Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you
and thank you for tuning into Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There's Life After Layoff. Join the conversation as our show host, Allie, shares her emotional journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for information and or inspirational purposes only. As we say each and every week, grab your journal and pen or your mobile device to take notes as tonight's conversation speaks to you. Now join me in a virtual applause as we bring our show host, Allie, on air. Allie?
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of There's Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always, always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. And it has truly, truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Together, we will support one another through this journey, and so as we walk and grow together, I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, you can always contact us via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please, please don't forget to follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45 and now on Pinterest at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching at There Is Life After Layoff and also searching for Atlanta Life Radio. So with that said, it is on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff Radio team that we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, tonight, our special guest is certainly no stranger to the show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Doc is in the building. We are honored to have our very own Dr. Regina Ward Porter, a licensed professional counselor and owner of Elite Psychological Services, LLC, here joining us in a moment as we explore and talk about her recently published book, The Awakening. And I'm so excited to be able to provide her with this opportunity to share what I know has truly been a labor of love for her. So with that said, I always want to encourage our listeners to call in and join the conversation, or if you want to simply ask our guest a question or just simply make a comment, you can always call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And we will begin taking your calls after the break. So I have just one more brief announcement and then we'll get started. As always, if you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy that for you to do that because we have an automatic player box on the programming page. Just simply click on the show you want to listen to, and there you have it. It'll start playing for you automatically. And we're also on iTunes. Just search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcasts, and there you will find all of our past recorded shows. And after tonight's live show airs, it'll be available for upload within 30 minutes after the show ends. And we continue to say thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to tune into not only the live show, but also for catching up on what you've missed. So now, with all of the housekeeping out of the way, we're ready to get started with our show. And I'm going to actually cut to the chase because I want to bring our guests on really quickly tonight because I know this is going to definitely be a powerful conversation. So without further ado, it is definitely my pleasure to welcome back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Dr. Regina Ward Porter, and the author of a recently published book, The Awakening. I want to say congratulations first, Dr. Porter, on your new book, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Allie. Thank you, Mel D. It's like being home, so I am so excited to have this opportunity to be on this show. As you stated, this has been a labor of love and as well as pain. So we know that birthing a baby, even though it's a great experience, it also is a painful one that we quickly forget once the baby is birthed. So we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But again, thank you so much. Thank you, Mel D.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you're no stranger to us. You've always just been a part of this family here. So I'm just super excited. And I know this conversation because you and I, we always talk about all this kind of deep research. And, you know, you taught me how to be a researcher. So I'm excited and ready to really let our listeners know exactly what being awakened is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for some of our listeners who may be tuning in for the first time who don't know anything about Dr. Regina Ward Porter, can you just kind of help us get to know who you are?
Yes. First of all, I would like our audience to know that I'm a doctor of psychology. I'm the founder and owner of Elite Psychological Services, as you stated in the introduction, where I provide individual, family, couples therapy. I specialize in anxiety, depression, and adjustment disorder. I'm also the founder of Inspiring to Be Whole, which is my nonprofit, and it focuses on emotional, physical, and spiritual healing. I guess I can add to the title author. I'm still kind of filling that out. So as you stated, I'm the author of my first published book entitled The Awakening. Very excited about that. I'm a licensed Christian minister. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy nature. And one of my greatest titles is being a wife to my awesome husband, Terry Porter.
Yes.
So that's, a little bit about myself.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I want to first, before I get into, you know, having you actually talk about the book, do you mind if I read the back cover to our listeners so that they can kind of see what we're going to be talking about?
Okay, not at all.
Okay. In society, there exist seven main mountains, which include economy, government, family, religion, education, media, and celebration of influence, all of which are currently under demonic authority. God has created each of us with unique abilities. Our assignment is to seek and fulfill the purpose that he has called us to. It is then our responsibility to use our gifting to reverse Satan's power over these mountains. Generally speaking, in any game, when you know the plans and strategies of your opponent, you will then possess the skills or knowledge required to defeat them. The Awakening is one tool that will provide you with both practical solutions and resources to combat the enemy's plan. The Awakening is a book that will educate, inspire, and uplift all who read it. So, yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. What do you want your readers to gain from your book? And kind of, you know, talk us through, you know, how you came to writing The Awakening.
Right. I talked about Joni Enslow when I was the co-host of this show, and he wrote a book called The Seven Mountain Prophecy and Seven Mountain Mantle. And as you just read, there are seven distinct mountains that we've all been called to, either it's government, economy, family, education, religion, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is, as I began researching, and I'll talk about how the research came about and the birthing of the book in a minute, but I found that all these mountains were under demonic attack, as you stated. I'm the type of person, even though there may be bad news out there, I don't want to leave people feeling hopeless, because as I started researching and finding, again, that there was so much going on out there that wasn't good, a lot of sinister things that are happening before our eyes, that it left me very despondent, feeling very discouraged. And what I wanted people to know, I wanted people to be aware. I wanted people to wake up, number one, and to be aware of what was going on. However, I wanted people to walk away feeling inspired and encouraged, and to gain knowledge, and to know that whatever mountain you have been called to, that it's very important to know who and what God is calling you to, so you can begin taking control and reversing the attacks over those mountains. So again, in a nutshell, the awakening is one, to allow people to wake up, be sleepers, not walk around, again, blindsided about what's going on right before your eyes. And it's amazing, once we wake up, we'll start recognizing that, wow, this is really going on, and it's not by happenstance. There are things and there are people that's controlling some of the things that's going on. But don't feel discouraged, because there's always a ram in a bush. There's always, God always has a way out.
Right.
But he's calling us, again, to be responsible for the mountain that he's called us to.
Right, and you know, that reminds me, because you know, back when you and I were co-hosting together here, we talked all the time about being responsible in media, and that's definitely one of those mountains that is under attack. Just turn on the TV, I mean, you can see it. So we feel like, you know, we do have a responsibility to, number one, present and produce responsible media and in uplifting, inspiring media. And as well, as a parent myself, my responsibility to my children is to help. And, you know, we've talked about this before, about protecting their ear gates, eye gates, and all of that, you know.
Right.
And so that, you know, that makes me think also that, you know, not only professionally but personally, we all have a responsibility, because, you know, we are called to protect our children. And,
exactly.
You know, whether or not you know that you're protecting them by telling them they can't watch a particular television show, you really are.
Right. Oh, for sure. I think you may remember, this has been maybe a year or two ago, there was a particular show that your daughter was kind of gravitating to, and you thought it was fine, but once you got educated about people talking to the dead, then you know realized that no, this is maybe not appropriate for her. So exactly. But a key word that you also said is inspiring too, because if we take away something, I think it's important to add something positive, and again, not to just leave it as if it's doom and gloom or it's not bad. And also educating people why that particular program, that particular music, or that particular show may not be good to watch, why it's important to guide and protect your eye, ear, gate. Even people that you're around, they're toxic people that may have to take the responsibility. And I even talk about that in the book, when you talk about protecting yourself from different things, and especially as you're awakened, you'll find yourself drifting away from certain people, certain things in your life.
Right. And you know what? I think what's also important to mention is the fact that you have to really have an open mind, because if you know, it says in the word, you know, for the lack of knowledge, the people perish. And so if you're not willing to kind of at least, you know, if you don't just believe, I'm not saying believe everything everybody says, do your own research at least.
Right. Right.
You know, so you're presenting them with a starting point in the awakening, and then, you know, it's pretty much saying, okay, well, don't just, you know, take what I say. Go ahead and do some further digging. Do some further research. Do your due diligence, you know. So tell me, what was your inspiration for writing it?
Yes. You know, it actually started, it was late 2001. My father and I, we have very deep conversations, and we were talking about the changing climate, and you, Mildy, and I, before the show started, talked about just the different weather patterns, but we were talking about, again, the changing climates. I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, a few years ago, there were reports of dead birds falling out of the sky. It was reported just probably in certain cities, and there were reports of dead fish washing ashore. And what the explanation that the news media was giving, that the dead birds were falling out of the sky because they were getting struck by lightning, and then some reports were that there were firecrackers causing them to fall out the sky, and that the water was so cold that it caused the fish to wash ashore. And Allie, you know me, that just didn't.
It didn't sit right.
Right, it didn't sit right, and my antennas went up. So I began, as you stated, do your due diligence. Don't just accept what a person tells you willy nilly. And listen to that inner voice. Listen to that God voice inside of you. So I began doing research, and not only did I find that it was happening in a few states, it actually was happening around the world, and it was happening by the thousands and the millions, believe it or not. And so from that research, it led me to go deeper and deeper, and the deeper I went, again, the more sinister I found that things were occurring all around us that was destroying all of our mountains. And I found out that there was no coincidence that our educational system was in a state of crisis, that there were so many broken homes, like you said, the TV shows. If you notice, there have been a rise of TV shows promoting witchcraft and things like that, murder, scandal, things like that. And so as I did my research and started connecting the dots, I started seeing, wow, this is no coincidence. And keep in mind, I had no intentions of writing this book, but after I started sharing the knowledge with people, several different people encouraged me to write the book, and I talk about it in the book, and there was one thing that trumped them all that said, okay, you must write this. I received a prophecy, and the person prophesied and said that I had journals and that God wanted me to turn into a book, and that's exactly how I was documenting my research. So I sat on it for a while because I prayed and I said, God, if you don't give me a reason or a way to show people that there is hope out there, I literally said I wasn't going to write anything. And by the grace of God, he led me on the journey to start researching about love. And I found out as I studied love that love is a very powerful force that can heal anything and anyone. And so that's pretty much what inspired me, and obedience. I think God, he knows his children, because even though I sat on it, I said, I am not writing this, you know, unless you, again, give me some words of hope. And so he knows me, and he did. He did, again, in his sovereignty. He gave me so many words of hope, and to let his people know that you will not be left ill-equipped. Even though there are dark forces out there, he will not leave you ill-equipped.
Wow. And that's funny. You brought up the fact about the programs with so many focusing on witchcraft and what have you. And just to share with you, I may have shared this with you a while ago. You know, I sat on a marketing study where they, you know, they have these companies that are hired to kind of a focus group is what it's called. And I was invited to this focus group, and it was a group of parents and, you know, bring your children, and it was for a TV program. And they showed it to us, and the thing that hit me over the head was the fact that it had a theme of magic. And, you know, this and that. And I'll be doggone if I wasn't the only parent in the room who said something about that. And I said, enough is enough. And
very
how about
good.
I waited to see if they were going to still release this cartoon or this show. Well, they did, but they changed the whole name. And they changed the whole format of the show.
And that's, again, that's what the awakening is about, because what I talk about in the book, once you're awakened and you realize things like that, because it's become so prevalent, we become desensitized to it. And it's like, oh, that's normal, or it's not that bad, but it is. There's a purpose, again, as you talked about guarding your ear gate, your eye gate. All of it is by design. And that's why, and I think we've talked about this before, even being careful of leaving the TV on when
while
you sleep.
Right, you told me about that.
You know, there are vibrations and things that come off the TV. So kudos to you, because, again, that's what the awakening is. You begin making a difference when you speak up, even if you're the only person, if you're the only person.
And the thing is that I know that God was with me because I wasn't afraid to speak up. You know, and it was funny because after I mentioned it, then some of the other parents were like, you know what, you're right. And I'm like, ah.
and you know what I found, Allie, that generally a lot of people, again, they may not be aware of it, but a lot of times people are aware of or may not feel comfortable enough to be the one to speak up, but their thoughts are they equate whatever you're thinking or whatever you're feeling. So, again, to go against the grain and just do it. And you'll find people, again, that they share that sentiment or that you've awoken them and they're like, that's something to think about. I don't want my child, you know, to be inundated with witchcraft here, witchcraft there. So, again, kudos to you.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting. But when I saw it come out, I was like, okay, well, at least they listened.
exactly.
So, what do you hope that the book accomplishes for your readers, most of all?
I hope that people become awakened. I hope that people, again, begin to want to know what's going on around them to be heightened, as you stated, and very interesting enough, that's one of the scriptures that came to me as I was writing the book, that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So I hope that people are awakened, that they're inspired, and that they want to begin, if they don't know what God has purposed them to do or be, that this awakens them to get into that place of purpose that God has called them to, or the mountain that God has called them to, and to inspire others. Inspiration is so big to inspire. So, again, it's not about doom and gloom. It's about once I am aware of some things that I'm inspired to share it with other people.
Right. So then let's take that one step further. So do you feel that it is part of God's purpose for your life to then awaken his people? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Allie, I feel like it's a purpose that I've been thrust into because, as I stated, I fought in writing this book. but after I did and I discovered the depth of evil that was out there and became despaired, I got to a point where I literally felt like I had to write it. I had to share this information with people. And it became almost like if when I didn't write, I felt like I was losing time. So there was an urgency.
Wow.
There was literally an urgency to complete this project.
Wow.
And more important, again, what I found in it all is that God's people always wins, always.
Yes.
And so I want people, so I guess the answer would, in a nutshell, would be yes, a purpose I was thrust into. But I don't know if you know, my undergrad major, so before I became a doctor of psychology, my undergrad major was education. So I'm a natural educator, so
okay.
I embrace that. And so equipping and educating other people is what I know I was created and purposed to do. So, yes, in a nutshell, yes, I do embrace it.
So how important is it, do you think that it is for a person not to waste or spend time not following their purpose? Because oftentimes we can get kind of led astray maybe in thinking, you know, that we're doing something that, you know, we're supposed to be doing, when really, if you really listen closely to what God is saying to you, is actually not what he has purpose for your life.
You are so correct. I think, and especially in this season, and I don't have any stats or research, it's more so just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we are in a season that is so important that we get and know, well, number one, know and understand what we are called and purposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so many, and I find this with clients and even other people, we may have our plate full of so many things, but
right.
then it may not be what God has called us to do. And I'm one. And understanding that there may be seasons, that there may be a season that God is calling you to something,
right.
but you need to reevaluate every so often to
mm-hmm,
understand,
mm-hmm.
is this still what and where God is calling me?
Right.
And begin cleaning your plate, emptying your plate, because, again, just because you're doing a lot of things does not mean that it's what you're supposed to be doing in this season. There are people waiting on us.
Mm.
And so,
that's good right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very important. It's very important to begin understanding. And so people ask, how do I know that? Number one,
mm-hmm.
pray. You know, pray and begin
mm-hmm.
speaking.
Yes.
When we did the conference last year,
mm-hmm.
you introduced an excellent activity that begins walking people through that. So identifying mm-hmm. things that you enjoy. What is it that you're passionate about? It's so funny. I have clients that oftentimes they'll begin to talk about something they may be doing or in another field, but when they talk about something that they're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
it's like a flower that begins to bloom,
mm.
or there's an enlightening moment that begins to happen. They sit up straight, and that's something to begin, you know, to tune into.
Right.
Your passion,
right.
more than likely, is your purpose.
Right. Yeah, we've kind of discovered that, you know, as we, you know, talked about different topics on this show, you know, generally speaking, you know, when you are passionate about something, then it's not like a job. It's
right.
You feel that, you know, you are anointed, or that's your gift,
right.
to complete.
Right.
And we just, like you said, the key word is pay attention,
mm-hmm.
and reevaluate, because it can change. You know, he may be taking you in a different
exactly.
direction.
And be okay with that change, because
yeah,
a lot of
right.
times that's another thing. You know, we feel uncomfortable with change, but so it's important to be aware and say, you know what, it's okay. What I was doing was great for that season, but
right.
God is calling me somewhere else, and it's okay.
Because we know that there is the only constant in life is what?
Change. And taking a risk. Being okay with taking risks, too, is something that I would encourage our listeners to do.
Just step out on faith. You know, so at this time, I think we're going to pause for the calls and take a short station break, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation. So if you want to be part of this conversation tonight, or if you just want to ask our guest a question or make a comment, you can reach us at 347-324-5246. Make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, and your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, Dr. Regina Ward Porter, licensed professional counselor and author of the recently published book, The Awakening. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this time to thank our faithful listeners for continuing to tune in and support our show. If you are listening for the first time, thank you for tuning in. Please like us on Facebook and spread the word and continue to tune in. We want to also thank all of our sponsors this year during the year 2014, who without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. And a special thank you to our sponsor, Gerontological Marketing Concepts, for continued financial support. And as we look toward 2015, if you are interested in sponsoring and or appearing on the show, please give us a call at 678-856-7603. Please leave your full name and your contact information, and we will get back with you immediately. And now, back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. And you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to please tune in and join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found tweeting at ALR Radio. So please continue to follow us. So once again, we're going to continue our wonderful conversation and powerful conversation with our special guest, Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the author of the recently published book, The Awakening. So, Doc, what were some of the challenges? Because I know at the top of the show you said that it was painful at times. So share with us, what were some of your challenges that you faced while you were writing your book?
Well, Allie, I would definitely warn anyone, you know, that is taking on such a feat to let them know that it does not come without challenge. Any time that you are touching principalities, be ready to get hit. So there were many. There were things that were occurring from my occupational standpoint. There were many things that were happening personally. The co-writer of the book, she began getting attacked physically, physical challenges. But one of the things that really stood out that, I mean, the co-writer and I looked at each other and was like, whoa, we really, you know, if none of the others piqued our awareness and our awakening that, okay, we have to cover ourselves and trust you, me, I'm still praying and covering myself. But there was an instant where we met up at one of the hotels to just get in a different environment to begin writing. And as I stated before, my undergrad major was to teach business education, to be exact. And in business education, I took a lot of computer courses. So one of the things that I was taught in computers one-on-one was every few keystrokes, hit save. You got to make sure you save your document because anything could happen. So during the whole project, she and I would interchange typing just to give the other a break. And so anytime she would type or I would type, I would quickly say save, you know, every few keystrokes. But this particular day, it literally was like something had me muffled that I didn't say save. And we were having a thought in one of the chapters, and we were just being creative and coming off the top of our spirit, and we were writing. And I remember thinking, okay, once we finish this particular paragraph, and that was not me. I wish we had the coworker on the phone. That was so against what I knew to do.
Right.
But instantly, the computer literally started erasing the whole book.
Whoa.
Literally.
And oh my gosh.
As she tried to stop it, and there was nothing, and she said, because we were on her laptop, and she said nothing like that had ever happened before, nothing she could do. She started pressing all the keys. Nothing she would do would stop it, and it literally just started erasing, and it kept, we were sitting there in shock.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
So, the only way it stopped, she had to unplug it. And, of course, we lost
oh my God.
What we had written, which was, quite a lot. So that was one of the greater challenges that stood out amongst so many others, as stated. And, there were times, and I will be honest, because even down to the last day of us writing, somehow we would be writing and the computer would switch from one document to the next lose. So it became frustrating. there were periods okay, I want to give up, but can't. So you have to understand what you're fighting against. And obviously this has and must, again, be written. It just let me know that, this obviously is an important message to get out to people because there were so many obstacles and forces against it. So,
wow, that's crazy right there. That is crazy. What advice, though, would you give to someone who aspires to write a book, but they just don't know where to start?
The first thing I would say is start. And, as simple as that, as I stated, I didn't even know I was doing the research for a book. And so I was just, writing, journaling, and what I wrote was my book. So just start writing. Whatever is placed in your spirit, begin to write. And don't be ashamed or feel like you have to do it alone. My co-writer, literally, I was away in the Bahamas, really the first time meeting the young lady, and I remember we were standing in the line coming back through customs, and I heard the Holy Spirit say that this individual will be the one that helped you write your book. Literally.
Wow.
And so, again, don't be afraid, seek partnerships, seek support. Talk to people that have been through that experience. We've talked about it before. There's so much online you can begin use for guidance. My father, he's even had it where he makes it easy for people. He's done an outline that helps people get started, too. So, again, just start. That would be my biggest advice.
Absolutely, because, I've been at that point where I know I have God has been working on me and dealing with me about a book. And, you've been one of those people who've inspired me. Just start, and it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be something, a work in in process and in progress, but just start, and that's what I did, and but I think one of the challenging things, and you would probably agree with this, is the time.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. Yes.
Finding the time, because especially when you have something that God has commissioned you to do or challenging you to do, and the enemy doesn't want that to come out, there's going to be all kind of things thrown in your way.
Allie, so true. And I think that's when that stubborn part, you have to raise that up, because it's almost like it becomes a challenge that, you know what, I'm going to smile in the face of the enemy, and I'm going to do it just because you're trying to distract me from doing it. Because I tell you, it was many times that it was like that. And as I stated, it had become, to me, like a urgency that it had to be written. So, exactly.
Now, you know what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about Chapter 8 when we, you know, that was one of the areas that you and I kind of had an awakening in. You and I were having a conversation when we were talking about the fluoride. And so I really want to talk about that. Share with us about the conversation that you and I had and how all of that came about, the many dangers of fluoride, which is Chapter 8 in your book.
Wow. As you stated, when you and I started conversating about it, it was an awakening moment to me, because you shared with me that you noticed that in your toddler's toothpaste that it was fluoride-free. And so that piqued me to think, okay, why is it okay for there not to be fluoride in toddler's toothpaste? However, there's fluoride in adult toothpaste. And if anyone that uses toothpaste with fluoride will pull or get their tube of toothpaste, it tells you, if swallowed, to contact
the poison control.
Why do you have to contact? What are you swallowing? If you're contacting the poison control, awakening moment to me. And even bigger, when I went, I found a holistic dentist that gave you the option to use fluoride or not use fluoride. And I talk about it in the book when he came in to check once I had a cleaning, and he stated that fluoride is not needed. And he went on to share what he felt like and why he felt like fluoride was being used, and I talk about it in the book. But I literally wanted to jump off the chair when he shared the truth about fluoride. So to hear it come from a licensed dentist really blew my mind. But even more, I talk about how it affects the pineal gland, and some people may and may not be aware what the pineal gland is. It's called the third eye. It sits in the center of our forehead, and it's shaped like a pine cone. And once our pineal or third eye is awakening, it is the greatest connection with our spiritual being. And what I found is that fluoride has been placed in toothpaste and in water to really affect that pineal gland to for lack of a better word, to suppress our higher consciousness.
Wow.
Other effects of fluoride that I found, that when overexposure to fluoride, it can cause hyperactivity, it can cause muscle disorder, it can cause thyroid disorder. And we talked about this on the show before, that how there's a rise in thyroid disease.
Yes.
It can cause arthritis, brain damage, lowered IQ, dementia. There's been a rise of dementia and Alzheimer's. It can disrupt our immune system. It can cause infertility. So there are just many, 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 many effects that fluoride has. And, Allie, to also let you know, other countries, they refuse to use fluoride in their water supplies and toothpaste. It's the U.S. that really has been pushing it and spreading the propaganda of why they are saying it's important. So it's been found to be a big moneymaker, too, for the U.S.
Well, you know what? I grew up north, and one of the things that my mom used to, or whomever, they used to always say, oh, yeah, and the water was always so cold and good or whatever. Yeah, cause we got more fluoride in the water, so it's good for your teeth. And now I'm like, ah! Oh my God! You know, and I promise you, because we could drink the water out of the tap up north because it really was good. And then you know, I moved down south, you couldn't do that because it was nasty. But you know, everybody. everybody, you know, in the South, where in Florida where we live, had bottled water, you know. But I thought about that after we, you know, brought that out about the Florida, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Right. And it's interesting that you say that, because there are some states that fight against it being in the water supply. So keep that in mind, too.
Wow.
So, and again, it's do your due diligence and don't just accept what's been told to you, because as you stated, your parents, they've heard that, because the propaganda is spread that you need fluoride to prevent this.
Right.
What's the truth? Once you do
what's
the research.
The truth? Exactly. Right. What? Now, I shared with you what was one of my favorite chapters. What has been a specific chapter or topic that has had the most profound impact on you? And if so, why?
I'm going to say the entire book.
Okay.
It's amazing that, and that's how I know that it was spirit written, that it wasn't me and I was just the conduit or the vessel to write it, because there are often things that, and I see The Awakening as a reference book, because there are chapters where I have practical solutions, and that was birthed out of this show, you know.
Right.
What are specific things that you can do to offset some of the things? But so there are some times that I hear or I may research, and I think, ooh, I wish that was in the book, and I go back and refer to the book, and it's in the book. There are things that I talk about in the book, how you can take out the toxins that you have, that your daily household toxins that we use to clean, and there are natural ways that you can clean, like using lemon, using baking soda. And so I've often referred back to the Awakening as a resource guide. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say this book, not only does it educate, it empowers you. It doesn't just give you that this stuff is going on. It tells you, again, a solution of how to offset the negative with the positive.
Right. And hear what she said, people, it is a great reference tool. And, you know, it doesn't stop here, so, you know, take what she's giving you and do more research, and you might be surprised what you find. So what are some of the takeaways for our listeners regarding The Awakening? What is the most important lessons or points that you really want your readers to gain from reading your book?
And I think we've been saying this and understanding that when especially things are repetitive to pay attention. So one of the things that we've repeated in the course of our conversation is do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just accept or settle what you've been told by the media or from other people. Research on your own, and you'll be surprised. So that would be one takeaway. One of the greatest takeaways is understand that God loves us so much, and everything for us, his people, works for our good, and I mean everything, because, again, as I stated, even though there were attacks along the way, trust you me, God has worked each and every one of them out for my good. So,
absolutely. So, you know what? One of the most important questions: how can we purchase a copy?
Wow. one other ways, and I've been getting great feedback, but it's on Amazon, as well as my nonprofit website, which is www.inspiring, and that's spelled INSPIRING, the number 2, the letter B, whole, WHOLE.org. So again, it's www.inspiringtobehole.org.
Okay, and again, well, like you said, it's also available on Amazon.com.
Amazon, correct.
Right.
Correct.
So how do you aspire to write any future books? Because I know you've got something else in you.
You
said, let me just get through this first, right?
Right. I've been asked, because I've been given some awesome feedback, just a couple. And we talked about Elder Lori. She's been an inspiration to this radio show. But one Saturday she pulled me aside at church and stated, I keep crying as I'm reading the book, and I'm thinking, well, there's nothing in there to cry about. Why? And she said, I'm crying because you did the thing. And she said, I've gone out and got my fluoride-free toothpaste, my fluoride-free mouthwash. And she said she actually had been testing it, and she really is thinking clearer. And so to hear feedback like that, and one of the other greatest feedback was from my, I would say, mentor and holistic doctor, Dr. Shea. She said she read the book the second day that she received it and finished it, and she said that she was so proud how cleverly written the book was. She said, I eased around some corners that so smoothly that it made her proud. And so they hear feedback like that. And she asked the question, when was I going to write the next one? I was like, please let me just get my mind together from this one. I'm not going to say that it's not coming, but right now.
Right, you're just going to take a woo-saw moment.
Exactly. So.
I hear you. Got to have balance. Like we've talked about from time to time, you got to know when to just kind of take a step back and enjoy the moment and, you know, just let people soak it in and be awakened for the moment, right?
Exactly, yes, and ease your brain.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners contact you with questions about your book or, you know, if they have requests for book signings, a lecture, et cetera?
One way is logging on to my nonprofit website. Again, that's www.inspiring2whole.org. And once you go on that website, there's a page where you can contact me. I am notorious about if someone emails me and I get that directly. So even if you leave a message on that, it comes directly to my email, and I'm very good about responding to that. And also through my Elise Psychological Service website, which is www.elise psychologicalservices.com website.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Guys, hey, I have my copy of the book, and it is a good read. You don't want to sleep on this. Get the pun.
That was great.
So, I just have to thank you so much, first of all, for being obedient and for stepping out and having the courage to, you know, do what God put in you to do, even though you didn't think that's what you were being asked to do. So thank you so much, because you really have shared so much with me, and you know our conversations that we have have always led me to be a researcher now, and you have enlightened me. You know, things have really changed. I have my fluoride-free toothpaste too, just to let you know.
Right,
so thank
right.
you so much, and congratulations. And I do look forward to the next book. I know coming down the line in due time. So congratulations, and thank you for being here. You're always welcome back, and it's been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and Mel D for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And you know, we always want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture, and I'm actually going to take this Scripture from Romans 13:11, which is a scripture that I know is near and dear to your heart, because you actually included it in the book, and it reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." And so this scripture, you know, we are being urged to awaken out of our sleep, which I look at as being spiritual, our spiritual darkness. And we are being asked to awaken and face reality that deliverance is closer than we think. So, you know, when you read that, we're actually being urged to mend our ways and put on the full armor of God, which is the light. So we're being asked to awaken out of our sleep which is the darkness, and walk into the marvelous light and start living right before God. So,
ladies,
would
this
you,
is Mel
yes.
D. Mm-hmm. We have a caller who looks like they want to say something. So we have
okay.
a couple of minutes, okay? If we go over a few minutes, it'll be okay. But I like to bring
okay.
this caller on air, okay?
All right.
Caller, if your number Hello? Ends in 7638, you are now on air.
Hi there. I just want to say thank you guys so much. I learned so much information from you sharing about the awakening. I mean, it was eye-opening. I'm looking forward to purchasing the book. I think you guys are doing an outstanding job on the show. I loved it from the time I tuned in, which was just 5 minutes after, until now. It has been outstanding. And thank you for giving birth to such an amazing product that challenges people to not only do their homework, do their research, but to also question the authorities that tell us this is what's good for us. So bless you, bless you, bless you. And may you continue to give birth to these babies that you obviously have in front of you.
Thank you so much.
Your baby is a newborn, but we
Thank
are looking
you.
Forward to the other kids that you have to raise, because this baby
oh.
is beautiful in my sight.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so awesome. When you hear that kind of feedback, that is just,
yes.
that makes it all worth it, doesn't it, Doc?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
So thanks
awesome.
For allowing
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wow. Yeah, that's a good way to end the show, huh?
Exactly.
So once again, I want to thank our special guest, Dr. Regina Ward-Porter, for joining us, and thank you for your research and for your book, The Awakening. It's always a pleasure to have you here joining me, so, and you know you're a friend of the show, so we welcome you back anytime. So
awesome. Again, thank you, MLD. It's
thank
been
you.
Fun.
And on behalf of There's Life After Layoff, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey, and we do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And next week, on the 16th, our special guest will be Ms. Cassia Lipford, founder of Beyond the Front Porch Incorporated, which is a wonderful nonprofit organization on a dual mission to first bring back the experience of educational field trips to school-age children, and secondly, to expose economically disadvantaged teens to non-traditional activities beyond their current surroundings. She really has a wonderful organization, so you please mark your calendar and make sure you plan to join us. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. For complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord, I have my faith in, even when it seems, when you look, that's when you're begin.
Failure is not final.
Your life
is not through.
Oh,
now in your testimony,
oh,
God can use you too.
You know how some people say, say on any given Sunday, there's always someone who's worse off than you. Now, there's no need for what keeps bringing you through. Failure is not final. Your life
is not
new. Now, with your testimony. Known has come from you alone.